There goes the hitter. It's all over. And Roscommon have handed Donegal a first defeat of the 2026 league campaign. This difference proved to be the two goals today. One came in the first half and one came in the second half. It's finished up 220 to 20 points. And I suppose the foundation for this one for Roscommon was very much done in the first half, where at one stage they actually led by 13 points. And that lead proved to be too big for Donegal to crawl back.
Yeah, it did, Oisin. I think we put ourselves in a great position early on with the flurry of scoring that we did. And when we come back in that first quarter, you know, come back within a goal, 15-1, 15, you thought Donegal were just going to overrun Roscommon at that point. So you'd have to say Roscommon showed, you know, a lot of guts to go back in. And something that maybe we haven't seen with Roscommon teams over the years, you know, there was a serious bit of resilience in there from them. They sent on some big men onto the field as well to weigh up their midfield options, and going forward in one on one, actually they're a real handful. And Jim McMurdo is a player that people talk about a lot with this team as being the out and out star man, and he played really well today and set up that last goal. But I'd say Enda Smith, for me, we just couldn't handle him. He was running at us, he was winning ball, he can score, he is a complete footballer. And in that modern game now, when he gets one on one out round the middle and he takes off, he's such a big unit, he's a brilliant ball carrier, that he punched so many holes in Donegal today. And for me, he was stand clear man of the match.
Yeah, so Enda Smith gets man of the match. He got the second goal. The first goal was come in the first half from Dermot Murta. By the way, an interesting point from a Donegal point of view, you still score what, 20 points in a game, you have 11 different scores, Brendan, you still find yourself on the losing side.
Yeah, I think we're missing a few players today, Oisin, which are very integral to you. You look at the performances all season of Shane O'Donnell's ball carrying capabilities, which would have been huge in this type of a game today. You know, the breaks of Kieran Murr from the back, and particularly the form of Gallen before he picked up them injuries, you really missed them today, I think, at times. And we still look like we're a strong enough team out there. Probably didn't see the most of Langan, I thought, with the 2-point threat, you mentioned it yourself, should we have just left him in that area and tried to get that boot swinging. Jason McGee was an absolute colossus again. Finbar Rorty was everywhere in the pitch. He had a brilliant performance, and I thought Shane Malone came in, did really well also for Donegal. So, but again, maybe just not the contribution. Conor Donald was quiet by his own standards, you know, the likes of goal that he hit the last day against Galway. We needed something at the day. Maybe the Jimmy Brennan chance that he took early on, he was a bit cold when he came on sub. Any of them goes in, Oisin, and it's a different game, along with the four goal chances we had in the first half. We had a good one of them, Oisin, we wouldn't have had that deficit, and I think that was probably the difference. Maybe those missed goal chances in the first half. One of them, I think, and we would have maybe taken the lead with about 10 to go, and maybe that would have put the pressure on Roscommon.
It's not an overly concerning defeat, but Brendan?
Not really, no. I think there was a bit of a lull, I think, at times in the first half, second half. Jim won't be happy because we can't really give the game to Roscommon. We looked like we lost our shape completely. I think that's the only thing I would take from today. Like everything you notice with Donegal the last couple of years, and particularly all the times Jim's in, there's a real formation to us all the time, and I think we really lost our way at times, and there was enough experienced men on the pitch for that not to happen. But again, listen, I'd say Roscommon one on one, they have some amount of players can cause you problems, and now in the 11-11 you are one on one, and we just seen today the Donegal defenders were being slipped, and they were creating so many opportunities, and that's why they posted the 220. And along with that, Oisin, as we were saying, the first half they actually missed a lot of very capable or very easy scoring opportunities as well.
Yep. Michael Murphy today for Donegal appeared for a 195th time. He is now the player with the most appearances for Donegal. He didn't get the celebration result that I'm sure that he wanted to mark the occasion, but I'm sure there'll be another day where Donegal can get a one, and he can do that. As we said, Donegal had 11 scores today. Jason McGee was superb in the second half, 4 points. Shane Malone came in and had an impact at the start of the second half. He kicked three, scoring 2 points today. Michael Murphy, Conor O'Donnell, Michael Langan and Finbar Rorty, with Pater Mogan, Jimmy Brennan, Gavin Mulroney, Conor McCall and Owen Van Geller also got on the score sheet as well. But their scoring wasn't enough to get over the line. The situation is Donegal now go to Clonus next Sunday, where they have to win if they are going to make a league final, because they share top spot, so they do at the moment with Kerry. Kerry still in with a shout. They, of course, have to go to Armagh. And now Roscommon find themselves very much in with a shout of making a league final as well. So it's certainly going to be all to play for next Sunday in Clonus when Donegal take on Monaghan. Enda Smith, the man that got that second goal, has got the man of the match award as well. We're going to get some reaction from the Donegal camp. Hopefully we'll be hearing from Jim McGuinness very, very soon. But it's a first defeat for Donegal of 2026 in this league campaign. They have lost out to Roscommon here. 2 goals was the difference. 6 points was the difference. It's finished Roscommon 2-20. Donegal 20 points. Thanks to Brendan Devaney and indeed to Brendan Kilcoyne, who was assisting us today as well. As we return to the studio back in Letterkenny, a long way home.